Do you want to detox your body of all the chemicals and toxins that you have ingested over the years? As we are bombarded with so many toxins, it's very important to think about detox every day. But are you worried about the best way to do it without really negatively impacting your health? Detoxing is not as easy and simple as going on a juice fast or doing a coffee enema or even intermittent fasting. In fact, extreme measures like this can cause incredible stress for your body, especially if you have adrenal fatigue. This is the Dr. Lam Show, where we talk about integrative medicine and help empower you to take control of your health. I'm Dr. Carrie Lam. I'm board certified in family medicine, anti-aging, and regenerative medicine.
And hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Lam. I'm a physician who's board certified in internal medicine. I also completed my board certification in anti-aging and regenerative medicine, as well as my fellowship in that as well. And so today we're going to be talking about healthy, safe, and controlled ways to help detox your body. Now, why is your liver having such a hard time metabolizing things? And why do you have problems with liver congestion? Now, liver congestion is a terminology that we use to describe people who have symptoms that most likely are tied to liver dysfunction. But clinically, their lab tests and pathologically, it's very normal. So when you see a doctor, the liver panels become normal as they've taken your blood and it shows that the liver is doing well. However, we know that the liver might not be working perfectly, and it might not also be completely damaged, and it's just right in the middle zone, and you know that your body is not quite where it should be with the liver. And so, what are some of these types that signals that your liver might be trying to tell you, Dr. Gary?
Yeah, so when your liver is congested, you might have little symptoms like brain fog, feeling that fogginess in your mind where you just can't concentrate very well. Sometimes you have discomfort of unknown origin. Sometimes you can have menstrual irregularities since the liver is very important in metabolizing all hormones, okay, especially estrogen. You could also have problems sleeping, and you could ultimately become very sensitive to medications and also supplements. And these are some signs that you can take away if you're having a liver detox pathway issue. And so why is the liver so important? How does it actually work, Dr. Jeremy?
Well, the liver is so important, especially in people with adrenal fatigue, because the adrenal glands and the liver are very much tied together because they're part of the pathway that helps allow the body to get rid of metabolites. And so if you don't have a strong functioning liver, then it's almost impossible to have a clean body. And so to add on to that, the people with adrenal fatigue who have low cortisol levels, which then affect the fat metabolism, which then becomes suboptimal. Now, with dysregulated fat metabolism, then your liver is even more burdened, and so then it has more increased workload. And so then you have even more problems with your detox pathway. And so that your detox pathway that's supposed to be responsible for breaking down these toxins and trying to get rid of it through the body is going to stain the liver because of how burdened the liver is. And it gets built up more and built up more in the body. And so much so that it overloads the body, and that's why adrenal fatigue gets worse. So it's almost like if you have a highway that has multiple lanes and you have exits that go off the highway into regular roads. Now, if the exits are blocked, no matter how wonderful or how straight or how many lanes the highway has, you're just going to be sitting there and you're going to get poisoned by the carbon monoxide because the traffic is not moving. So the liver, the kidneys, the interstitium, and the adrenals are all tied in together because they play a part in helping to detox the body.
Right. So the liver basically works as a big detoxing organ, by phase one and phase two metabolism. What does that mean? It means everything, toxins, drugs, supplements, hormones, they have to go through your liver in order to be broken down. And when we talk about metabolites, that's what actually comes down from becoming broken down in order for you to be able to excrete whatever is metabolized from the drugs and the supplements. However, if, like you said, the highway is blocked up and it ends up not being able to move forward, all these metabolites, they start to accumulate and they start to congest. And so that's why we call it liver congestion, kind of like that traffic jam that you have. And it has a more difficult time. Your liver has a more difficult time in detoxing and processing all these metabolites. And it cannot get to the kidneys. And it cannot get to the extracellular matrix, which is the interstitial space, right, in between cells that need to communicate with each other. And then when your cells can't communicate with each other, that's when you get even more congested. So imagine all the communication pathways in your body starts getting congested. That leads to the fogginess, the joint aching, just feeling very heavy and sluggish. And so that's what we mean by a reactive metabolite overload when you are unable to decongest and detox well.
So oftentimes we also hear about people complaining of having paradoxical reactions or being very sensitive to supplements and medications, where they, you know, take these most calming supplements and it actually has an opposite reaction. And so this in turn is also a gentle sign that your body's telling us that maybe your liver and your extracellular matrix is congested by having these paradoxical reactions, where the body behaves a certain way that's opposite of its intended effect. And so, again, these are the kinds of whispers and the signs that your body's telling us that, hey, maybe we should start paying attention to our liver and our detox pathways, because if not, then you're going to keep ending up having more and more of a toxic load. And so that's why with many people with adrenal fatigue, you know, with the best practitioners, we throw on supplements, we do good supplements, and yet they still fail. Because we have to learn on when to press the gas and when to really kind of listen to your body and listen to its inability to process these good things, no matter how good it is, right? No matter how good the nutrient is, it's of no value if you're unable to get it out.
Right. So we talked a lot about liver dysfunction and liver congestion, and you might be going through some of these detox problems. So what does it mean when someone does a detox and they actually feel worse? How is the liver being affected? When you undergo a detox, let's say a coffee enema, it goes through your rectum, and the coffee can be actually very stimulating. And you might think, oh, I'm doing a liver flush, I'm doing these coffee enemas to help detox my body from the toxins to get my liver to move a little better. And some people can handle it very well. But on the other hand, some other people, whenever you move these toxins and move them just a little bit, they are unable to handle because the toxins start to recirculate and they are unable to get it out of, even if you get it out of liver, they're unable to get it out of their extracellular matrix because it's, like I said, it's so congested. And therefore, they start having these paradoxical reactions or more brain fog from doing a detox. And sometimes when you do too much detox, you can get these Herxheimer reactions. Herx, you can call it for short, where people, they feel worse after a detox. I don't know if you've ever tried doing a ketogenic diet or you go on a fast and the next few days you just feel worse because when you detox, you're also releasing a lot more toxins out of your fat cells, out of your liver. And if you're unable to clear it very well, then you have these metabolites floating around causing more havoc, right? So it's very important to not just go your own way, do a detox, especially if you feel worse, especially if you have a weak constitution. If your liver is not functioning properly, you have tried detoxes and you don't feel like you're getting better, then you want to really get down to the bottom of how to help your liver. And we might be able to help you with that if you call us 714-709-8000 for a free phone call. And we will be able to talk to you and walk you through all of these things. So now that we've talked about the liver, we also want to see how we can actually do proper detoxes and how to improve the liver health.
So the first thing to really help with your liver health is to help the digestion. Now, the one thing that's really good is bitters for digestion. So bitter herbs help in detoxification, and it helps the liver to break down the nutrition and the impurities that it has to metabolize. So a combination of some bitters in tea, when you steep it and then you drink it, it can help with your digestion, and that can also help your liver out. Dr. Carey, what's the second thing that can be helpful?
Fiber is one of the most important things to help clear and get rid of your toxins, okay? So fiber actually binds to the toxins and actually bulks it up so that you can actually eliminate it. So things like psyllium husk, eating lots of vegetables that are fibrous with good nutrition, having daily bowel movements and eliminating is very, very important to getting rid of your toxins. As well as having normal daily regular bowel movements, which you have to drink enough water to be able to have good bowel movements. So that's another thing that's very important to help flush, and very simple and important and so vital for detoxing.
Some supplements that are also can help with the liver, and perhaps the age-old proven herb for the liver is milk thistle. And so it can come in various combinations and extracts. So you have to make sure that you're getting the right one and a good one. So it's not just that a ground up milk thistle that's thrown together, that's not what you want, okay? You want one that you're able to ferment, for example, which breaks down the milk thistle into smaller pieces. And when that process is going on, then you are able to absorb it much better. And so the results are quite significantly different than just taking regular milk thistle.
So other than milk thistle, there's also dandelion, like you mentioned in the teas before. Milk thistle can also be in tea format, but like you said, fermented might be the best way to get the liver going. And we know that the liver has multiple pathways, phase one, phase two of the detoxification. And if you wanted to clean them up, you should actually clean both pathways up. Maybe one today, the other one tomorrow, to have that sustainability. I like to give the idea that, hey, you need to, let's say your liver is a cup of water and it's overflowing. Even though water is good for you, you need to be able to take out some water before you can even put in some other water into it. And so cleaning up means being able to take out the water so that even these some of these nutrients you'll be able to tolerate, okay? So some other supplements that can also help with liver detox, one that's very, very useful is glutathione. We like to use the liposomal form for the best type of absorption. And glutathione is one of my favorite supplements because it's so strong and it is a really great detoxification agent. It also is able to recycle other vitamins like vitamin C. And once it's been reduced, it's a great antioxidant to be able to make it work again. And so that's what it means to detox through the liver, is that it sometimes resets your nutrients that it needs to reuse for your body to be able to balance itself out.
Other things that you can do to help the liver is fasting. Now, fasting helps reset your liver, and it helps give some time to metabolize and go through the toxins. Now, fasting is a good concept, but when people have adrenal fatigue, you have to be quite careful. And so, you know, it only is good for certain people with certain conditions and in the right timing and under the right guidance of a practitioner. So make sure you check with, you know, your healthcare professional before you kind of go through the fasting. Because sometimes it can happen where you can have the opposite reaction, for which you call a retoxification reaction, or like Dr. Carey had mentioned earlier, the Herxheimer reaction. So make sure you're ready to go through fasting. And then fasting is very good for resetting the liver. Other things that you should try to do is to also avoid overeating, because, you know, sometimes fatty foods, processed foods are going to make it harder for the liver to process toxins. So that's why clean eating is very important. And, you know, the more you eat, the more your liver has to work. So avoiding overeating is important, but then also avoid eating, you know, toxic foods. And that's very important as well.
Right. Toxic foods like alcohol, fatty foods, or even in Chinese culture, we call them heaty foods. All right. Like certain spices can cause you to heat up and make you be a little less able to metabolize or regularize as well. And so that concept of heat is part of the yin yang traditional Chinese medicine, where heaty foods are tend to be a little more stimulatory, oily, anabolic, like French fries, versus cooling foods like the ones with a lot more yang are foods like cucumber. So focus less on the heaty foods, like red meat. Even tomatoes and coffee can be heaty, and more of the cooler types of foods, and definitely leafy vegetables are great, right? And another thing that's very important for detoxing and your liver health is exercise. Exercise is so important to get things moving. Your lymphatics are very important for detoxing because they help drain the toxins both from the liver but throughout your body and help eliminate it, okay? But keep in mind that just because we say exercise is great, it really depends on your specific body type. If you have adrenal fatigue and you are just dead tired and you can't even move, you're bedridden, then definitely don't think about doing these exercises. You can start out real slow. You can do stretches. You can do liver stretches or liver exercises even, or to circulate your hands, your extremities, and your body. But you have to be very careful if you have adrenal fatigue, okay? Other ways of exercising is to sweat. And so sweating is another form of detoxing. People love going into a sauna and smelling the sweat that comes out. But Dr. Jeremy, what do they gotta be careful about sweating too much?
Yeah, so again, you have to be careful about, you know, really detoxing too fast and also having that retoxification reaction as well. So, you know, sometimes it's very important to just make sure, because sometimes if you're detoxing too hard, then it's going to cause more stress. And then if you have adrenal fatigue, then it can kind of push you over the edge. So that's why it's very important to have that fine balance and know how much your body can take and how much it really can't. Yeah. And lastly, yeah, it's very important to just rest, especially people with adrenal fatigue. You know, they go through so much stress, and all these hormones that the adrenals are trying to put out are getting metabolized by the liver. So just to keep in mind that the rest is also very important for your body to allow the liver to have the time to metabolize and really do its work that it's supposed to do. And that's very, very important. And so there are a lot of ideas out there that you can use to improve functioning your liver. And we did mention a couple of them already. But remember that your body is very unique. And we keep mentioning this over and over again because of how sensitive your body is. And each body is very different. So you can use a trial and error approach to find a strategy that works best for you. But, you know, if you would also like some guidance and help from experts, then you can call into our office at 714-709-8000, and we can help you go through this especially as experts in adrenal fatigue.
But also keep in mind that any of the things that we recommended today, you should always ask your doctor, your personal doctor. Don't take this as medical advice, because even supplements can be dosed according to your body. It has to be personalized. Some people can only tolerate one teaspoon of glutathione and others only tolerate one drop of glutathione. And so depending how congested your system is, that's where this personalization is very important in recovery and in healing, especially with adrenal fatigue. So this is the Dr. Lam Show. We hope you enjoyed our episode today on how to do a healthy, happy, and sane way to detox. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share to our channel, and we'll see you at our next episode.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lam Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lam Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lam Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.